Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another hope made of
another show. Well, what can I say? I love Audra McDonald, and I have since I first saw her in a supporting role in Carousel at Lincoln Center decades ago. One of those remember this name moments. And I guess I agree with many that Gypsy is the best musical of modern times. So it's no surprise that I thought the revival that just opened on Broadway at the Majestic, well, it blew me away. I've seen others, of course, over the years, but this one felt pretty darn pitch perfect. McDonald's voice is phenomenal, of course, and her supporting cast, Danny Burstein as the too nice to last love interest, and Joy Woods as the daughter who had no talent until she learned to strip and became Gypsy Rose Lee. They're both great, as are the three strippers with the gimmicks you gotta have. All in all, this one knocked me out. I assume the run is open-ended and tickets are hot, hot, hot for Gypsy. All right, and then there was Eureka Day, a play by Jonathan Spector, directed by Tony Award winner Anna D. Shapiro, and produced here for Manhattan Theater Club. Now, as I've mentioned before, I did see this one in London several years ago, and I always hoped it would make its way to Broadway. Well, it's apparently here, at least for a limited run, though it has extended already through February 2nd. It's at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater on 47th. This show takes place in Berkeley at an upscale private school where wokeism has reached new heights or depths, depending how you view them. At one point, the principal tries to handle a looming crisis by doing a community Zoom, using every phrase at his new age disposal, during which a hilarious torrent of personal attacks, vulgar language, and childish invective are seen as text messages coming in from viewing parents. Suffice to say, this LOL scene is the highlight of the 90-minute show, with the yellow emoji the star. The human cast is excellent as well, most notably Bill Irwin as the perplexed and determined head of school, and the always reliable Jessica Hecht as one of the board members. And then there was Annie. You remember Annie? Which is in a special run at the Madison Square Gardens Theater. This show has obviously been done many times, but the production here is really top-notch. While Whoopi Goldberg is the draw as Miss Hannigan, and she nails every line and lyric, I might say, a young girl named Hazel Vogel is great as the title character. This girl can sing. Annie is up through early January. It's obviously just a holiday show, and filling the huge venue every day. The show is about a lot of things we know, love, parenting, adoption, and so on. It's also a pretty good history lesson. I brought my niece's 12-year-old with me, who enjoyed it, and I found myself telling her things like who FDR was, why he's in a wheelchair, and in fact, what the New Deal, which is a punchline here, was, and how it brought the country out of a serious depression. So, as the year ends, theater closures are happening now, or imminent, are imminent, including The Notebook, Hills of California, The Roommate, Suffs, and Stereophonic. So you may just have time to go to the nearest KTS booth and grab a seat for one of those. As for what's coming, big news is Dead Outlaw, a musical that tells the hard-to-believe-it's-true story of a bandit's corpse that became a spectacle in early 20th century America. That one will open on Broadway next spring. It's not unlike Old Barry! Exclamation point in that it had a very successful run off Broadway earlier this year. Dead Outlaw has a book by the playwright Itamar Moses, songs by David Yazbek and Eric Della Penna, and it's directed by David Cromer, always great. Moses, Yazbek, and Cromer all won Tony Awards for their previous collaboration, The Band's Visit, which won the Tony for Best Musical in 2018. So we'll keep an eye on the Dead Outlaw, see how long he stays dead. Then there is London, where there's plenty to get excited about for those lucky theater goers this coming season. From Daisy Edgar Jones taking the big stage in Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, to John Lithgow reprising his performance as novelist Roald Dahl in Giant. There's also Rami Malek in Oedipus, Brie Larson leading Sophocles' Electra, Ewan McGregor starring in the new play My Master Builder, Stephen Sondheim's Swan Song Musical, and more. That's got to be a record. My goodness, how quickly can I get the next plane to London? The good news is so many that start there do make their way to our stages. Finally, the talk of the entertainment world this week is, well, let's face it, it's not about a play, but a movie, that being A Complete Unknown about Bob Dylan. Yes, I was a huge fan, and yes, I've seen the new film, and as you've heard me say here, I watched a very young man just out of LaGuardia High School years ago in a play at City Center called Prodigal Son. I ended that report right here saying, remember this name, Timothée Chalamet. Yep, he was the star of that show, which is one reason he lived at Manhattan Plaza, apparently like Alicia Keys and others. It's a residential facility midtown with kind rentals for those contributing arts to New York. By the way, the other star of the new Dylan movie is Ed Norton playing Pete Seeger. Now, Norton also has real commitment to the stage. He was one of the first board members of the Signature Theater off-Broadway. He talked me into doing articles about a set designer he had worked with on one play and another about a relative as opposed to complete unknown actor who was performing at the Signature. Anyway, Norton and Chalamet will both be up for Oscars, I am sure. But it's always nice to know where they began. Anyway, that's it for today. So happy holidays to all, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.